Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Stitka of Certified Angus Beef. Back with John in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand, serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state, with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit, okagcredit.com. There's no doubt about it. The Certified Angus Beef Program has been one of the great success stories of the U.S. beef cattle industry. A lot of people like to call it the gold standard of branded beef programs. And John Stitka, president of Certified Angus Beef, says their most recent marketing year that's on the books, 2015, continued to show the growth that's been a trademark of the brand.
This would be the 11th year in a row that we've experienced growth year over year. You know, a lot of what's been experienced over the last several years, if you were to try to predict this kind of outcome, you know, 11, 10 years ago, I'm not sure many of us would have gotten it right.
When you drill down on the numbers, what really do you see? Why have you had this success?
Well, you know, the numbers reflect tremendous growth at every level. I think it reflects the fact that the consumer messaging does work over time. You know, this last year in 2015, we'll see our licensed partners will sell in excess of 896 million pounds of certified Angus beef. 41% of that sold at retail, another third of that sold at food service, a remainder sold through international markets and some other special categories that we have. And so we experienced growth virtually in every level, led by food service and international in particular. Retail was relatively flat, but with record high beef prices and so much of that business dependent upon feature activity, that's probably understandable. But what's interesting is that as we look at our growth, we saw phenomenal response to consumer signals being internalized at the production level. You know, we saw phenomenal improvements in acceptance rates. While cattle numbers were down, the number of Angus type cattle in the marketplace was down. We still saw a phenomenal supply of cattle and it hit our 10 science-based specifications at a rate of about 27.5%, which would be an all-time record for the program. You know, it really comes back to supporting that it's not price alone that consumers buy on. Mm-hmm. It's price in relation to value at every level in the merchandising chain. And if you put a quality product out there and you ask a quality high price for it or a higher price, consumers are willing to pay it if they feel the price is respective of the value.
You've been able to source cattle successfully. I know that's been one of your challenges down through the years.
Very much so. You know, when I started at Certified Angus Beef 17 years ago, roughly, in supply development, the focus was on trying to create more supplies of cattle, more cattle that would hit the specs, primarily because we always felt our program was supply limited. And we are still supply limited to some extent. As we look at the last several years, what the data has showed us is that if we can produce it, there's a market to sell it in.
CIB's John Stitka. You got the beef buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. And certainly, we want to focus on our members. But if you're a farmer or rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.